Good morning. I'm Sarah Goldman. I'm the Director of Global and Local Impact and Allocations for the Dallas Federation. So, good morning. Today, I'm excited to tell you about a program that re-energized the Dallas Jewish community's support for the Israel and Overseas case. For the past 10 years, our community, like many of yours, has grappled with the same issue. How do we advocate for those over there when we have pressing needs right here at home? Well, 2 years ago, we began planning a mission, knowing that if we didn't take our community to see, touch, and feel our work abroad, that they would never understand what we as Federation do for Jews around the world. The big one, community mission to Israel with a pre-mission to Budapest, was the first mission of a renewed missions department. Our goal was simple, and I know that many of us share these goals, was to provide a first-class Israel experience, to energize current and emerging leadership, and connect people in a meaningful way with the Jewish Agency, JDC, and our partnership region. What we did with the big one not only set the bar for future Dallas travel missions, but I also believe it's replicable and unique because of our focus on three key elements. Finding a tour operator that was a strong partner for our mission, for our vision in the mission, creating a first-class experience from start to finish, and attention to the follow-through plan. All across Dallas, affectionately known as the Big D, we have these B and G letters that let you stand in the middle, take pictures, and be the I. We leveraged our branding, the city's branding, for our benefit, and had a set of BG letters to build momentum and help with recruitment. Big, with Israel at the center, became the mantra for our planning. When you dream ideas, you want a partner who dreams with you and figures out how to get things done and doesn't put obstacles in your way. Giant Leaps flawlessly executed our logistics and pushed our dreams beyond imagine. It was this trusted relationship that created a desire to take risks and pull out all the stops. Having a partner like this was crucial in our planning. We had a thought partner who pushed ideas further than we imagined possible, and they enhanced every aspect of the itinerary, and most important, that they took time to understand what our community values and what distinguishes it. This formula enables you to work together to bring the mission vision to life and achieve your intended goals. The mission ended almost a year ago, and yet if you ask participants about the trip, their faces still light up. We traveled across the country by private train to our partnership region. We dined in Knights Hall, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in Akko, with our partnership friends and dignitaries. And we closed our mission with Shimon Peres. But these specifics are going to fade over time, but what will shine is the overall first-class experience that we built for our mission participants. We identified high-impact, low-cost opportunities from start to finish. The mission began at registration and still hasn't stopped almost a year later. We built our branding and established a standard for our communication to make our participants feel like their own cohort and build their anticipation for the mission. No detail was too small and no idea too crazy if it made the experience better for those going. You can see examples including the giveaway at our mandatory orientation and mini mission, participant amenity kits to feel comfortable on their flights, and personalized departure packets that included custom confirmation pages as well as customized itineraries that listed tracks and other special notations. A little mantra that we embraced was that after the mission, we'd have two types of Jews in Dallas, those who went on the big one and those who wish they had. We did everything possible to make our participants feel like they were part of something special. Some of our sparkle included text messages on the way to the airport, branded hotel keys, branded chocolate, Shabbat cookies, and so much more, that by the time we got to our closing, our participants wondered where our balloon arches were because the room always felt special and it felt unique. It felt like all of Israel knew that Dallas was in town and that they were a part of something big. While the specifics will change depending on the type of mission, investing in our community, considering the smallest of details, and communication all enhance the mission experience. It'll be a while before we know the true lasting impact, but we've already seen signs of the big one's success. Right after the mission, participants had the date of the reunion and participated in a post-mission survey, which looked beyond questions of the food and if wake-up was too early, which often it was. The survey included understanding Federation's impact both before and after the trip, areas of Federation's work to get involved in after, and desired locations for future missions. I'm happy to report that all of the data confirmed that the mission was a success. Another post-mission highlight was that our Federation saw an increase to Israel and Overseas Corps funding this year due to our caucus, which raised $350,000 with a 74% card-for-card increase, which bucks both the local and the national trends, which are trending down. Our Israel and Overseas Committee took the increased funds and decided to designate it to select projects of the Jewish Agency and JDC. We've long been connected to the Budapest Jewish community and wanted to select programs there to fund. Our Israel and Overseas Committee set the criteria, but it was our pre-mission participants to Budapest who, as subject matter experts having visited those organizations, made the final funding decision. Not only do we engage these participants in a significant way, but we also learned that their Federation never expected us to include and empower them. Through this approach, we changed perceptions and quieted stigmas of our organization and were able to increase our support for a community that we hold dear. There's a famous travel quote that says, "You don't take the trip takes you." Yet what we learn and will use as a model for future missions is that with attention to engaging our partners in planning as well as our participants, you can build a framework for that trip, yet still be surprised by its magic every step along the way.